This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You're getting excited about what should be the actual home run derby that took place during the All-Stars game, the almost All-Stars game? Come on, you got to give me a break here. Baseball could do better than that. What a waste of time that exhibition was last night. Almost All-Stars game, you're going to get excited about it? The game that means nothing, that ends in a tie and has this silly swing-off that people are going nuts about. Now, you want to say that you were entertained by it? So be it. If you love it that much and you think it's so great for the game, then why don't they implement that instead of the ghost runner at second base in extra innings? Why don't we see that in the postseason? I'll tell you why. Because it's a gimmick that is an All-Stars game nonsensical thing. And that, if you get excited about the, well, three swings, three outs, ooh, the drama, that's what the home run derby should be. Baseball is at times like the Yankees, you know, playing your best second baseman at third base. Major League Baseball played their best home run derby during the All-Star game. They should have done that the night before. And how are you going to take it so seriously when the best participants on each team aren't even involved for multiple reasons? Boone had an answer for it after the game last night. Hey, why the heck, when you come down to a swing-off to win American League, National League, with so much on the line, and you know what that so much on the line is? Bonuses, player bonuses, the same stuff that everybody got mad at Juan Soto for. What do you think these players want to win the game for? Pride for the American League or National League? Please, spare me. They want whatever the bonus is that they're getting for the winning team. So, Aaron, why the heck wouldn't you have Aaron Judge in this thing? Well, these decisions were predetermined on Monday, who they were going to have for their swing-off, the swing-off participants. And guys have travel plans after the All-Star game. Hey, all right, I'm going to play 2-3 innings, get 2-3 at-bats, see ya, talk to the media real quick, and then I'm going on vacation for a couple of days. I mean, that's what goes on, which is fine. I have no issue with it. It's an exhibition game. But then don't tell me that, oh, it's so great for the game of baseball. The swing-off, what drama. You know, it seems to me more people that follow baseball care about the World Baseball Classic and the swing-off than the actual games that matter. As Shohei himself, who said yesterday on the red carpet, another worthless endeavor at the almost All-Stars game, Shohei Ohtani on the red carpet talking about how he had more fun playing in the WBC than the actual World Series. What? What are we doing? So if players and a lot of fans love the worthless baseball classic and get all into the almost All-Stars game and the swing-off, then maybe we should just make a league. Instead of having teams that represent each city, we have teams that represent the countries. And you could have swing-offs throughout those games. Then maybe baseball will be getting to something here. Maybe that can make the regular season more impactful. But come on, guys. How are we going to take that seriously last night? You're going to take that exhibition that seriously and be that into it when even with the results not mattering, even with the entertainment that could be provided with the quote-unquote swing-off, You didn't even have the best participants. Booty had a guy in there I never heard of before. Who is that third guy going for the American League on the Rays? What, are you kidding me? Who is this guy? He's going to be one of your swing-off participants? That's going to go up against Schwarber and Alonso? Come on, man. And that's supposed to be the crown jewel of the almost all-stars game? Oh, and then some of the other popular talk is this. Well, baseball's all-stars game is so much better than the other sports. That's the measuring stick? That's the measuring stick? Come on. Those other all-star games, the Pro Bowl, whatever you want to call them, they're worthless. They are absolutely worthless. So Major League Baseball's almost all-stars game is a little better than totally worthless. It's almost worthless. Okay. I mean, I guess if that's what we want to hang your hat on, but goodness gracious, you watch that game, joke's on you. I'm not going to get sucked into that nonsense. That was a waste of time. However long that game took, you're staying up. I was in bed, nice, fast asleep. Watch a couple episodes of The Bear Call tonight. Glad I did. Swing off. Come on. The swing off was a home run derby. For the young kids who got into that, hey, that's what home run derbies used to be. Forget this clock nonsense and everybody running around. You can't even follow pitch after pitch, and it's ridiculous. That's what the home run derby used to be. Here you go. You get 10 swings or 10 outs. See what you can do with it. That way you could actually get this. Follow what the bleep is going on. Here's the pitch. There's the swing. Is it gone? Is it an out? And keep the count going. Also, guys don't get gassed midway through the home run derby. So I think baseball is onto something. They stumbled across it. Just like it took them, 6 years or whatever to go back to the original uniforms. What a brilliant concept. I mean, yeah, Manfred belongs in the Hall of Fame. I'm with you, A-Rod. Manfred and his staff, they belong in the Hall of Fame for coming up with a brilliant idea to have players wear the team's jersey that they will be representing in the almost all-stars game. Brilliant. And now they stumbled across another genius idea. The swing-off, it's almost like that would be the better version of the home run derby. Oh, man, baseball. Just really brilliant here. Not to mention that the MVP thing is a total farce. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan, BT on vacation. Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I mean, it's not bad enough that it was the almost All-Stars game. Then you know how these things work. It's all predetermined. This guy will get an inning. This guy's going to pitch here. I want to get everybody in the game. We know it's only going to be 9 innings because the game really doesn't matter. So it'll end in a tie. We'll go to the swing off, take the best players out of the game. Nobody's really trying to win the game. And even in the swing off where everything's on the line, 3 swings for each participant in the swing off of the almost All-Stars game, whoever's in the clubhouse is available. And that's not Judge or it's not Ohtani. Those guys have predetermined plans, which is great. But then don't tell me how great the swing off is. It's a joke. Mike is in Oceanside. What's up, Mike?
Man, oh, man. For someone who didn't watch the game, you got a lot to say.
Well, I'm prepared as always, Mike. Are you surprised?
No, not that. You're a consummate pro. You watched the game.
No, I boycotted. I told you I was boycotting yesterday. No Soto, no Sal. Did you watch?
I watched it. I thought it was great. I thought that whole ending was great.
So you liked it. You liked the swing off.
Loved it.
Yeah. Who was the guy for the American League that hit third in the swing off? Can you tell me his name? Because I'm not familiar with it.
The guy who hit third?
Yeah. Booney chose no. 3 players.
No, I can't tell you.
Me neither. No. Me neither. But at least I have a reason. I boycotted the game. You watched it and you don't even know who it is. Point is, how can you get that excited about it, Mike, when you didn't even have the best participants in it? Just like the home run derby. Didn't have the best participants in it. Last night, and they swing off all the marbles on the line. National League, American League. Ooh, the drama. Where's Judge? I don't know. He's traveling on his vacation. Where's Ohtani? I don't know. He's out of here.
They had Alonso in.
Yeah, well,
he just didn't get in there.
Yeah, because Pete didn't start, so Pete was Pete comes in the game a little bit later, and he stayed throughout. I mean, I don't know if that's a personal thing where Pete wanted to stay, or maybe he didn't have travel plans to get out of there. Maybe he wanted to hang around until the end. Who knows? But I do think it had something to do with he got in the game later than obviously Judge, who started the game. And look, if you liked it, Mike, that's fine. I boycotted the game, and I put it this way: when I woke up, I felt good about boycotting the almost All-Stars game last night. Now, I did it for a reason. I told you, I wanted to watch the game. I just can't get behind Major League Baseball if they don't have the best players in what I used to call the All-Star game, in what has now become the almost All-Stars game. Can't be the All-Star game without all the stars. Almost All-Stars game, as I spell it out for you. No Soto, no Sal. I woke up this morning. Now, I got a little bit of texting last night. I tried to avoid it. Matter of fact, when I finally got to sit down on the couch last night at like 9 p.m., which is way too late anyway. You get home, you got to clean this, clean that, take this out, do that, put the daughter to sleep, make sure the dog is fed, blah, 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 blah. By the time I finally sat down on the couch, like 9 o'clock, and I'm like, all right, what are we going to watch? And my wife goes to put on the TV. We got YouTube TV. And I hear the almost All-Stars game. And I go, shut off. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. Boycotting. She's like, what? What's wrong with you? She doesn't know about the No Soto, No Sal. Boycotting. I don't want to see it. And then we put on the bear, whatever. We got to that. Now, I was getting some texts. You know, a couple of group texts sent me the polar bear emoji. And then a couple of people talk about Alonzo, MVP. So, and then I saw a little bit on social media. So that's how I was following it a little bit as it was happening, I guess, on social media. But I did not watch the game, not a second of the game. And then this morning I woke up, read about it, and I watched the condensed version, which took like 20 minutes. So who's the sucker? You, who spent, what, 2.5 hours, maybe 3 hours, however long it went? Whatever time it ended? Or me, who caught up on everything in just 20 condensed minutes from the meaningless, almost All-Stars game? Eddie is on Long Island. Eddie?
Hey, what's going on?
How are you, Eddie?
Good, good. I'm like you, man. I boycotted that All-Star
game.
There
we go, Eddie. I like it.
All right. But I jumped on the air. I want to hear, what do you mean by this almost All-Star game?
Well, Soto wasn't involved. So it can't be an All-Star game if it's it was almost All-Stars. Almost all the stars participated. No Soto, no Sal. Not really an All-Star game. Because it can't be All-Stars, Eddie. And thank you for the call. And I'm glad you boycotted along with me. When you say All-Star game, that implies all the stars of the game participated, right? So, I mean, I can't call it that. You can call it whatever you want. I can't call it that. It was the almost All-Stars game. They had a lot of stars there. Many stars there. Not all stars there. Almost All-Stars. Anthony's in Toms River, New Jersey. What's up, Ant?
Hey, Sal. How you doing tonight?
Good, Ant. How are you?
Good. You know, I used to love the All-Star game as a kid. I'm 38. I remember, like, you know, the All-Star game in Fenway and, like, in Safeco Field for Cal Ripken's last game. Somewhere along the line, I just felt like I lost so much interest. I mean, to me, this is not a very complex thing. If you're going to fix the All-Star game, number one for me, not every team needs a representative because there are better players that are not getting chosen because they have to choose people from other teams. And I don't know if players are going to do this, but the starter nine need to play the whole game. Like Aaron Judge and Ohtani should be in the game. And if you are going to have this swing off, which I'm not crazy about, Ohtani versus Judge, it's that simple. I mean, if you do all those things to me, at least I'm going to be watching.
Yeah, well, I mean, those things would make it more interesting. And I don't think you're going to go back to those days. And thank you for the call. The starters should play the majority of the game. That's how it used to be. The starters played the majority of the game because the game used to matter. Matter what? What was on the line? Pride was on the line. National League versus the American League. I'm sure there were some bonuses involved. I don't know that to be factual, but it was more so about pride. You know, I hate to go back to the 80s or 90s or whatever, but obviously now players all love each other. The leagues are intertwined, so it's not about pride versus National League and American League. There is no such thing anymore. It's all interleague, so they got to figure that out, and eventually they will, probably after there's a lockout or a strike or whatever it may be in a year or so, and we'll have to be dealing with that nonsense from Major League Baseball yet again. Hey, baseball may have the better almost All-Stars game than everybody else. They also lock out and strike better than anybody else. Nobody hits you in the face with a lockout like Major League Baseball does. So we're all anticipating that. But there are ways to make it more interesting, and that would be one. Look, it's bottom line, it's all about competition. So to me, that's what sports are about, competition. We talk about this with the NBA. We could talk about this with Major League Baseball. Whatever it may be, it's about competition. And in the NBA, one of the reasons why we critique the regular season is because you can't tell me that they're trying to win every game if they're resting their best players. So whatever night you're resting your best player, it's clearly not about competition that night. Major League Baseball. If you're pulling out your starter because of a pitch limit or an innings limit in the fifth or sixth inning, It's not about competition that night. It's about preserving him. So your priority is not winning the game, which is what sports is supposed to be about. Winning the game, competition. Your priority, obviously you want to win the game, sure, but your priority is either resting players or trying to prevent injury. So it's not about the true competition. And in the almost all-star game, the last thing it's about is competition. Yeah, sure they want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Want to win? They're not trying to win. If you were trying to win, would you pitch Paul Skeens just one inning? Would you take Aaron Judge out after just two at-bats? You wouldn't. So you can't tell me that they're not really trying to win. They're not prioritizing winning. Therefore, there is no competition. Therefore, to me, it's a clear exhibition that you might as well have Savannah Bananas running out there. Cue the music. Where are the yellow balls? Hey, I got a way to make it more entertaining. Have every foul ball that's hit in the stands, if it's caught, it's an out. Steal it from the Savannah Bananas. That'll make it more interesting in the almost All-Stars game for Major League Baseball. Not to mention the blatantly obvious. If you're going based off of the swing, what do you call it? The swing derby, whatever the hell it's called there. The swing off. Swing off. That's time now for a swing off. That's just a genius name. The almost all-star game swing off. Hey, where's Judge? Somebody want to get Judgy in here? Oh, sorry, Skip. He's on the plane. And actually, it wasn't even that. Like, I wish it was like that. That would be funnier. It was predetermined. On Monday, Aaron Boone knew, okay, well, Judge is going to be out after. Like, all this stuff. Yankees predetermined stuff anyway, but especially in the almost All-Stars game, everybody's doing it. This guy will pitch this inning, this, like, it's all mapped out. It's Boone's dream. Everybody's got their lanes, including the players, not just the pitchers. All right, Judge is going to give us two at-bats. He's going to be on his plane wherever he's going. Lindor's going to give his two at-bats. He's going to go visit his family and spend time with his parents. Like, and that's, I'm not knocking the players. That's great. Good for them. They should get time off. It's a long, grueling season. But then don't tell me about how great the Major League Baseball almost All-Stars game is. You don't have your best players in the game. That's a fact. And then even during the game, you don't have your best players that got selected aren't playing throughout. And you expect me to go nuts about it or care about it? Come on. You screw up the home run derby with the clock and nobody can follow what the hell's going on. Guys are getting gassed. Not to mention they don't have the best home run hitters in it. And then the best version of the home run derby we saw in the swing off. Even without the best participants possible. Amado is calling from, or how do you say your name? Amadeo?
Amadeo. Like you, Italian. We're all
there
time.
You go. Amadeo from Staten Island. What's on your mind, buddy?
Sal, I feel like that Pete Alonso was robbed of his thunder yesterday, because he hit that home run, that three-run homer, and they just, all of a sudden, the Padres pitchers just messed that whole game up.
Well, you get Diaz, just, too. You can't leave Diaz out of it. I know it was an infield grounder.
Yeah, but Suarez comes in, and come on, Diaz, it wasn't his fault.
Oh, I mean, but he did give up the tying run. I mean, you can't absolve him of that. He gave up the ground of the Kwan there, allowing the tying run to score.
But did you see, like, even from the first Padres pitcher, that guy, mm-hmm. Morjon, whatever his name is,
he
comes in with a 6-0 lead, and he just botched that whole thing. And Alonso had, I'm like saying, you know, I love the All-Star game. I always love the All-Star game. I'm saying, finally, a Met is having a glory in our All-Star game. And the thunder gets stolen from him by who else? A Philly. You know, it's just crazy.
I didn't even think about it that way.
He was the only Philly, I think, that made it, too.
I didn't even think about it that way, Amadeo, and thank you for the call. Now, you stole my thunder with the Alonso stuff. But guess what we're going to do? We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about Pete Alonso not winning the All-Star Game MVP. And we'll continue with your calls. 888-808-1019. Just getting started on this Wednesday morning. Got a lot planned for you today. Remember, we talked about starting to talk about David Wright and his retirement. So we should do that. Some special guests on the show today scheduled as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.